This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
After the Chet HaMeraglim, Torah tells us in Perek Yedalet, Pasuk Mem Dalet, Vayapilu Lalois Al Rosh Ahar. We have Yidden who, after hearing and experiencing and seeing what happened to Klal Yisrael in the aftermath of the Meraglim, they figured, let's just go into Eretz Yisrael already. We can't take it any longer. So they burst forth, so to speak, and they went Al Rosh Ahar to the top of the mountain. But the end of the Pasuk seems to be completely unrelated to the beginning of the Pasuk. The end of the Pasuk says, V'aroin bris Hashem u'moshe le'imashu mikarav ha'machne. The Aroin of the covenant of Hashem and Moshe did not move from amidst the camp. What does that have to do with the first part of the Pasuk, that there were some Jews who were ma'afil, who took the early initiative to try to go into Eretz Yisrael? So Rav Mordechai Gimpel Yaffa, and the Tcheles Mordechai explains as follows. We know that the way the Anani HaKavod worked is it smoothed out all surfaces. So there were no mountains, there were no depressions in the ground, everything was perfectly smooth. So you read the Pasuk, there's a big question on the Pasuk. Question is, what do you mean they went up to the Rosh Ahar, the top of the mountain? We know there were no mountains in the Midbar, the Anani HaKavod smoothed everything out. So what happened over here? So what the Torah is saying is, Vayapilu la'alois al Rosh Ahar. They burst forth to go to the top of the mountain. It required great effort and energy to get to the top of the mountain. So how did they get to a mountain? Why didn't the Anani HaKavod smooth it out? The answer is, because Moshe and the Aroin, lo'imashu mikarav ha'machna, they didn't move from the camp. In other words, these people went ahead, went out of the confines of the protection of the Anani HaKavod and the rest of the camp of Klal Yisrael, and that's how they were able to get to Ahar. So the two parts of the psukim are not only connected, but are dependent on each other. The only way it was Vayapilu Lalois Al Rosh Ahar was because the Aroin Bris Hashem U'Moshe Loimashu Mikarev Hamachana.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.